Echo, can you say something?
Yes.
You have to test the microphone. Speak. Say, I have a question. Say, excuse me, I have a question. Can you say that?
Check, check. Looks like I am talking too loud, so let's do this a little bit. Check, 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 check. Say something out there, Echo.
Check, check.
Very good. That's exactly what I wanted.
Check, check.
All right, all set.
Good.
Hi, I'm Tom Rowe, and I'm part of a group of people that have gotten a license from the FCC to start a community radio station in the area. The map up here shows you the general coverage area that I think many of you have. So it basically reaches from Windham in the west to up into Albany County a little bit. Basically up to where the I-90 extension is, and then over into Columbia County down to Taconic. And that's the line the engineers tell us the signal will absolutely definitely go to, but everybody tells us it will actually go a bit farther. So it should cover almost all of Greene and almost all of Columbia County. And we want the station to be as much of a community station as possible. That's why we're having these meetings, to reach out to people and hear about what the kind of shows the community wants to hear on the station, what kind of shows individual people want to do on the station, and what other kind of involvement there can be. Like some of the meetings that we've had so far, some of the ideas that have come out is that the 6 a.m., the 7 a.m. hour should be really geared toward farmers and agriculture, people that get up early in the morning and start working on the farm, when they're working with animals or with stuff, they could have a radio with them and be involved. And so that's like one of the ideas that has come out of these meetings that everyone involved in the station really likes and seems like it's going to get implemented. Usually the way I start these meetings is we go around and we introduce everybody, and so we can have more of a conversation. And so if you can tell me a little about yourself, tell everybody a little about yourself, and about what maybe you'd like to hear on a community radio station. So, Joan, you've done this before. This is your third meeting.
Yes.
Maybe you can get us started.
Right. I'm Joan Geitz. I live on Main Street in Carroll. And I'm 100% for this because it's a great way to connect. I think it will help business. I think it will help people who really need services in some areas. And maybe even have a program where we can kind of like let it all out, and discuss things, late night or something like that, and jobs, where we can get jobs. And the other day, my car was conked out for 2 days, and I said, oh my goodness, how do you get around, It could even be something where people could say, what people are going to Kingston or Hudson, or what kind of things are there that might be able to
That,
get things
that
going.
Bulletin board kind of show idea we were talking about at the last meeting might work with that.
Right, things like that.
All right, Jim, you have to go soon, so maybe.
Yeah, I'm Jim Freeman. I live in Carroll also. I've most of my life been involved in the mental health field. So part of the thing that I would like to see, besides community events and community issues and things like that, or informational shows, maybe for mental health services, maybe call-in shows to help families out that might be having problems with kids. I'm particularly involved with emotionally disturbed kids, so that's my area. But this would be something I think that could be valuable for, people with children as well as adults that are dealing with mental health issues. So programs where you might have the give and take calling in, programs where they're just calling in more for where might I get services. So you've got people that are involved in the mental health field in Greene and Columbia County that could make people aware. What I've seen since I've been back up here is that there's a lot of people that just aren't aware of services available. And they're not the people, unfortunately, that are as educated and know where to look for that. So they're really, they need help. So that would be a particular interest of mine.
Okay. All right.
My name is M.A. Tarpinian. I'm the executive director for the Carroll Chamber of Commerce. And I would love to see local businesses maybe do like, I don't know where, how you, you know, how your format's going to be, but maybe invite local business people to come on the air, talk about what they do, the services they offer, if any of them are actually looking for people to work, you know, employment opportunities, you know, where they're located. I mean, as I was saying earlier, there's so many businesses in Carroll that a lot of people are not even familiar with or what they do, and it would be a wonderful way to showcase the local businesses here in the area. Absolutely, and especially, and even maybe have discussions on, obviously, the state of the economy and how people in the area are surviving and, you know, networking for the businesses as well.
All right.
Hi, I'm Walter Nidell. I live up here in Carroll. And I'm not really sure how I want to participate in the radio. I want to hear about it. I want to know what it offers, what the choices are. You know, I've had a number of ideas. One is my wife works at the library, and I know there's a lot of services that all the libraries in Greene County and Columbia County offer. People sometimes aren't aware of them. So there might be something, some kind of a posting or something we could do with that, describe them, or let people discuss them. You know, I'm just, I don't know, like someone was talking about having call-ins. I don't know if you have call-ins. You know?
I think we should be able to, you know, depending on the fundraising, we should be able to have that technology working.
Yeah, I just, you know, I know you wanted to get this started, and I don't know where you're at, what your goals are, what you hope to accomplish, you know, as far as what services you will offer the community to come back and participate. You know, like you talked about the internet, and you know, I wasn't aware of that either.
I'll get to all that after we do the introductions. But and Walter's also made some great equipment donations to the station. Some really good audio equipment that will be used to get things started.
Good.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
And you're Kathy.
I'm Kathy Bailey. I live in Hudson, and. I don't know what I personally would like to see, but I know that I spent the fall in New Orleans this past fall, and I thought it was interesting. I had a radio station there that read the paper every day for the blind, which I thought was pretty cool. My mother, who doesn't live in this area, but has just been determined legally blind, thought that'd be great, you know, if there was something that she could hear. They did other things, like they read books, which is good for people who don't have access to the internet and audio links. So it's kind of a nice service that way. And then maybe me, I used to work with first-time homebuyers. Might be good to have a kind of financial show, because you get bombarded with a lot of information that's not always good on advertisements on radio, so that might be another good voice to hear, especially in these times.
All right. Moki, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Moki Pambianchi. I live in Accra, and I'm just basically here to hear about, you know, what you're offering, what you're doing, kind of get an idea of what services and what your goals are.
Okay.
All right. And back there?
Hi. Me?
Yes.
I'm David Clapper, a newcomer to Carroll, moved over from Hudson, retired school teacher, taught in the Catskill schools for many years. Way back in the 1960s, I was a DJ at WHUC and did a bit of radio work in college and that sort of thing. My wife and I are the directors of the Coxsackie Athens Community Band, which is a concert band made up of local people in the Twin Counties and a little bit further on. We're sometimes called the best kept secret in Greene County and Columbia County both. But some people know us, and I think they like us. I'm very interested in this radio station because we spend summers in Maine, and there's a radio station up there that seems to me is probably what you're after, WERU. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I haven't.
But it's a community-run station, and they offer alternative listening and broadcasting and do a lot of local things. They're quite successful at their fundraising, and it's interesting that along the coast of Maine up there, which is probably a lot lower than us in economic ways, they get a lot of support, both monetarily and from the people who work there. And if you haven't heard of them, I think it would be something to look at. You might find it interesting. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else back there want to introduce themselves?
I'm Diana Hagee. I just wanted to, I'm a business store owner on Main Street, and I was just curious. I just want to know a little more information.
All right. Anybody else?
Charles Lake. I spoke. You're Tom?
I am, yes. Yes, we spoke.
Yeah, I spoke to you about doing a show on the food transportation and food in general.
And you currently do an internet show?
I was supposed to start at the beginning of February, but I ended up in the hospital. So I'm starting my show next week.
And it's called Consider This?
Consider This.
You want to give it a plug to everybody?
It'll be on TalkShoe, which is TalkShoe.com. I've also have a website up, comfortandcolor.com, and I used to be a trucker, and I was poisoned while unloading food product at a food warehouse. So I'm trying to get the trucking laws changed, and I'm trying to get styrofoam taken off the market as a food container, because that's what I was actually poisoned by. I ended up with styrene and benzene poisoning from styrofoam food trays. So I've had 7 migraine-induced strokes and 3 simulated heart attacks, and my health has been kind of iffy, but after the last hospitalization, I feel pretty good. They told me I'll be doing a little bit better. So,
that's good. Happy
Erica, you want to go next?
Oh, sure. My name is Erica Gravina. I am the president and founder of Carol First, which is a local advocacy organization. I also work at Catterskill Associates right on Main Street in Caro. I wear a lot of hats. I've been called a lot of things. Basically, I'm somebody who is very interested in the community. I like to be involved. I like to do the right things for the right reasons. And I like to, I'm very into the spread of information, factual information, helpful information. My group is an advocacy organization. Like I said, so we are also very interested in mental health. That's one of our targets, and we do believe that would be an excellent, I mean, I believe, and I spoke with, I'd say in weeks, I spoke with my vice president, who couldn't make it today, but that would be an excellent show. I'd love to see that. I also have my degree in marketing, and I'd love to help with fundraising. I'm very good at that. I'm involved in the Chamber of Commerce, so I'm getting into that. With MA, I'm slowly getting involved in a little bit of everything here, but I would definitely be willing to help out in any way possible. I'd love to see a show about meditation, about alternative ways of stress relief besides medication, although some people need to be medicated, agreed, or should be medicated. I'm one of them.
Me too.
But I also believe in meditation and in finding peace within yourself and within nature, and I think we have a lot of that around us where we can really find that. I know it looks like I'm wearing leather, but this is all fake. I'm very into green and going green, and I'm against styrofoam too, believe it or not. And I think that there are a lot of great ideas out here in the community. I think there are a lot of great people with great ideas who maybe aren't aware of what you guys are trying to do, and I'd love to go out and spread the word. And basically, I want to be a part of this in any possible way that I can be.
Just along with what you're saying about the meditation, this is our yoga instructor who just walked in that we're trying to, you know, get involved in the radio station. He does meditation and yoga classes here in the library, so she was just saying that she's, you know, would like to see something like that. So that's James Trimble.
Hi, James.
And Sarah, do you want to introduce yourself?
Behind my name is Rogers. I'm a local voice talent. I've been trying to get a hold of you to drop off my
my demo and do things for you.
All right.
I also run a place called She's Hill Studios, transfers LPs to CDs, local voiceover, narrations.
Stuff. What's the name of the studio?
She's Hill Studios with a Z. It's all.
It's in your email address, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's all there.
And then that's your son, Ryan?
Yes, that's my son, Ryan.
Who's also emailed us, yeah?
Yes.
Are you interested in doing a show? Ryan, are you interested in doing a show or talking?
Perhaps.
He's a great talent.
And Chris, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Chris Coyne. I've been involved in a lot of things in the community, mostly with teens. And I'm currently subbing at the high school. And there's a lot that goes on with the kids in the community. That, you know, a lot, most of the time what we hear about kids in the community is bad stuff, you know, and I'd really like to see the great things that the kids do highlighted. You know, I know myself, I've got a shelf full of all county concerts, school related concerts that have been put on CD, just sitting there collecting dust, you know, that as fillers could just, you know, go on. There's things that have been happening collectively as a county that's going on right now. Like, there's a compilation with Coxsackie, Caro, and Catskill school districts that they're putting on a play based on a local artist's book, you know, and that's something that could be, you know, definitely highlighted. The musical that's, you know, they're creating a musical, and the kids are doing it themselves, you know, so that's an amazing thing. You know, there's just so much that teens are doing that's positive, and they don't get credit for it. So a show based on, you know, four kids, maybe that they could do themselves, you know. We had a TV show that was based out of Kara Dorm at one point.
It was awesome. It was a young man, a green variety show. We actually have transcripts over in the library that he brought in for us. Rob Ladani and Amanda Petronio, Connor Quinn, and they were great. We're trying to get Rob involved too, but he's doing classes at NYU now, so
yeah.
I was sort of overwhelmed, but hopefully down the line.
Yeah. So,
can I add to what she said too?
Sure.
She just sparked something. Another thing that I forgot to say is that I think there are a lot of kids out there, also teens, that have bands, that have music that they put together, and they're doing positive things. And I'd love to see a show showcasing local talent. Even adults. There are adults out there that are singing and doing karaoke nights and stuff, but they put together their own CDs or whatever, or have a local, you know, local talent. Just, I think that would be really cool, and for the kids to hear their stuff actually broadcasted on the radio. I would have killed for that opportunity when I was a teenager, you know, to have all my friends, have a party,
yes,
and have all my friends over and like, look, I'm on the radio, you know. So I think that would be really cool.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, feels great.
I'll give a little quick, oh, Galen, you went, I didn't, sorry.
Always overlook the ones you love. My name's Galen Joseph Hunter. I'm Tom's wife. This is our daughter, Echo. I'm the executive director of Free 103.9, which is the organization that has received the license from the FCC. Tom and I, in addition to running the organization and organizing this project with a lot of really terrific people, have made a lifetime investment as being residents of this community and this town and raising our daughter here. And so I think in addition to looking at it from the organizational vantage point, I really see the value it can provide us as a family, and it, you know, seeing Echo grow up in a community that's supportive and positive. And I just, from that vantage, I'm really excited about the programs that are being discussed and brought to the table.
All right, so I'll give a quick rundown of like what the station's going to be, because I know that's what everybody wants to hear. But if anybody's thirsty or hungry, there's a little soda and cookies and fruit up there, so help yourself at any time. So the station, some of you have the map to show the area, the coverage area, and it's going to be on 90.7 FM. It's going to be a community station, so that means I can't tell you exactly what's going to be on the air yet, because it's going to depend on who comes to us with ideas from the community, and who's available, like, at Tuesday at 11 a.m. to do a show. You know, it's only going to be a show on a Tuesday 11 a.m. that somebody can do, you know, not if you're working during the day, then you can't do it, you know, so there's not going to be that type of show. So we don't have a definite schedule. We don't have a definite model of what's going to be on the air. We have a kind of a broad outline, so I can share that with you. And so the broadcast day starts at 6 a.m., and we think the 6 to 9 or 6 to 10 a.m. is going to be kind of a morning news show, kind of a potpourri, hopefully hosted by five or six different people, maybe having many contributors, you know, people that call in regularly every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and give the Cairo events, or, you know, all kinds of, you know, different things could happen during that show. More and more, since we've had these meetings, we think the 6 to 7 a.m. hour will really focus on agriculture and farms, since farmers get up very early, and we've been hearing that over and over again, that would be a good time to focus on agriculture and farming. So, and then the entire morning show might have more of a focus on agriculture and farmer because of that, perhaps because of the people involved. We're not sure. But generally, it's a news show, 6 to 10. There have been people coming to us that want to hear Democracy Now!, which is a national news show that's on some stations like this. Their show airs live at 8 a.m., so we might have it on live at 8 a.m. We might have it on later in the day. We might not have it on at all, but it's something that's in discussion right now. And then, you know, more community news, 6 to 9, 6 to 10 a.m. is the morning news show idea right now. And then from 9 to 10 until 3 p.m., there's going to be all sorts of different community shows. They could be about the history of the area. They could be about local authors. They could be about local music. They could be about health. They could be another show about agriculture or food. All different kinds of programs by community members for the community. They may be call-in shows. Some of them may have music involved in them. Some of them may be music shows. It's going to depend on who, you know, is available during these, you know, typical work hours to do shows. But they'll run the gamut of all different kinds of things. People are proposing lots of shows, so we'll see what that turns out. Then the 3 to 4 hour, we've been thinking we're reserving for schools. Schools get out about then. Parents are going to pick up children, so they'll be in their car and listening to the radio. So we're really thinking the 3 to 4 hours really either about schools or made, or the material, the content is made by students. We've already talked to some school systems, and they're interested in either providing content, or there may be studios at local schools, so that there could be a live show from different local schools. But we think that it's a really good idea that a 3 to 4 hour be by students and for students. And we're also talking to the Green Columbia Community College, so it also, that might, they already have a studio set up, and it will take very little to hook their studio into our system. So part of the show, or all the show, may originate from the community college, and then have satellite reports from different local school systems. Then 4 to roughly 7 p.m., we're thinking is the evening news show, which is basically like the morning news show with, you know, five or six different people that are doing it, so that it's not just one voice all the time. So it's if somebody can't make it on Monday, somebody else can cover for them. And also with a variety of contributors, like people that do local blogs could call in and report on what their the stories in their blog. We think both the morning and the afternoon news shows will be calling up reporters from the local papers and having them explain a little bit more in detail what the about the story that's in the today's paper, that's the issue of the day that people are talking about. There might be somebody on Friday afternoon that's reviewing movies that are coming out that weekend. There's probably going to be somebody on Friday afternoon previewing the arts programs of the weekend, you know, what performances there are, what workshops are going on, what lectures, those kind of things. So we feel like it's a way that the morning and the afternoon shows are a way that a lot of different people can contribute to the station and can contribute to the community and keep everybody informed of what's going on, either through calling in, through coming to the studios in person. You know, there'll be live interviews with different politicians or different organization leaders or just members of the community. We're thinking probably the morning show is going to be based out of the Hudson studio. We're going to have a studio in Hudson. And we're thinking the afternoon show is probably going to be based out of the Catskill studio, which is going to be at the Catskill Community Center. Catskill Community Center is right on Main Street in Catskill, and the people we're talking to a couple different places in Hudson that are either right on Warren Street or very close and very accessible. We want the studios to be very accessible where people can feel like they can walk in and get on the air real easily. You know, the hope is after we're on the air for a year that almost everyone in the two counties has either been on the air at some time or at least knows, you know, their friends have been on the air or, you know, we want everybody to be involved. Then the evening show is roughly 7 p.m. to midnight. We're looking for DJs that play music that play a wide variety of music, that can play, you know, very current things and very old things and mix many different kinds of things together. And they're going to be doing that somewhat, but they're also going to be going to live feeds from different venues throughout the community. We're talking to, we're going to approach places like the Athens Cultural Center, Studio, or Space 360 in Hudson, and the Hudson Opera House. We're about to set up a feed there. Different places that already have content going on. They already have performances. They already have lectures. We're also going to be getting equipment to be able to broadcast town meetings, which are often on the weeknights like that. So the different town meetings are also going to be web streamed. And all the web streams will be available on the website, so you can listen to them in their entirety on the website. The show on the radio station sometimes will air the entire live show, like if it's a really important town vote about some big pressing issue, or there's a high school team that's in the state championship, we'll broadcast that game, the entire game live. But if it's you know, a performance from a local guitar player, we may be able to get the whole performance on, or we may just excerpt a couple songs and tell, and then the DJ will say, okay, if you want to listen to the whole performance, go over to the web stream and you can click on it and listen to it. So people will be able to listen, if they have a computer, to the entire performances, the entire town meetings, the entire lectures, workshops on the internet. And sometimes they'll be able to listen to the entire thing on the FM, but often, you know, I assume on Thursday nights, Friday nights, there'll be many things going on in the community, and we'll have to juggle back and forth between different live events. Maybe on Monday and Tuesday night when there's less going on and there's one thing going on, we can put the whole thing on. But we're going to see how that works. But we're already setting up these internet feeds at some local venues, and so we'll be ready in May when we launch the online radio version of this station. And we'll start airing live events very soon then. So that's 7 to midnight. Midnight to 6 a.m. is, and Saturdays we're reserving for the, Free 103.9 is our nonprofit arts organization that got the license. There's going to be more experimental radio art and things like that at that time. Probably overnights will be a lot of pre-programmed things. We don't think there's probably a lot of people that want to come out at 4 in the morning to play records in the community, but maybe it'll turn out that there are, and some of the shows may be live.
Some
insomniacs. Saturdays, we're saying the same thing. It's going to be some radio art, but not always. We expect, we really want Saturdays to be very flexible. You'll come into Saturdays with sort of like, what am I going to hear today? And we're going to do things like the week before local elections, we're going to invite every single candidate from every party, from every town in the listening area to come to one of the studios and talk for 15 or 20 minutes about why people should vote for them, and just give people the chance to hear different views and of the different politicians running for office. So that'll be like the week before the election. We're also going to approach some of the festivals that are here throughout the area in the summer. You know, there's a the Bluegrass Festival moved to Oak Hill last year, and there's the Irish Festival in Durham. We're going to approach people like the festivals like that and try to broadcast the entire festivals on Saturdays if we can, or at least part of them, in the same way that the evening shows are. So that
the music in Oak Hill, I believe, is copyrighted. They had their own fee, but the Irish Center, that should be too much difficulty. It's trying to get hold of Ken Dudley.
Sure. I'm just using them as examples now. You know, some festivals are not going to want that. They're going to think it's going to cut into their attendance and things. Mm-hmm. But others are going to, you know, like the youth fair or something, are going to love that idea. And if they're having local bands, yeah, you know, they're all going to be all for it. But we're going to approach people and see if they want to do it or not. And then Sundays, you know, we don't have... Thanks for coming, Jim. Sundays, we don't have a grand plan yet. I think more and more there's this talk of there should be a kids' show early Sunday morning. So that seems to be in the mix more lately. I don't know. Sundays are probably going to switch back and forth somewhat between the Catskill and Hudson studios. But we're also talking to you know, other people. It's easier and easier with the technology these days to set up small studios. So we may have other studios in Greenville, in Cairo, in Chatham, in Kinderhook, in Germantown, and there could be programming coming from them on Sundays, just like during the week. So that's the basic overall plan right now, but we'll start the questions now since Erica's...
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
You know I'm going to raise my hand.
I was ready to finish up anyway.
It's about Sunday, actually. That's all.
Sure.
I know that Chad Curran, who's also Mr. Twisty, he does Radio Disney, and I don't know when he does that, but he does Mr. Twisty, and he does parties and stuff like that. He's like a magician guy. You can find him online. But he's also into community events. He does the Athens Street Festival, the Athens Street Fair, and I don't think we've ever had him in Cairo. We should get him in Cairo.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's a wonderful guy. He is totally community-driven, and I don't know what his contract is with Radio Disney, if he's allowed to do other things, but I think he would be a great person to get in contact with. If he can't do something on Sundays, perhaps he may know of somebody who could, who might have been a part of Radio Disney or whatever, and might have the experience. Sorry, that was my comment about Sundays.
Yeah, Deborah was talking. Deborah is on the station's radio council and is the librarian here at Cairo, and you were talking about there being some kids' reading program or something that could be possible.
Oh, yeah, actually, Alexandra was just here, who does the children's programming, and will probably be doing the summer reading program for all age. Oops has said that she would be willing to do some sort of a story hour or something on the Sunday mornings.
So I remember that coming back, going back a couple of years, we would be in the car on Sunday, and there was always a story time. And I forget what channel it was, but it was great because it was way before the TVs in the cars, or, you know, before they were into music, and you would hear a story, and then we'd just be like, shh, listen to the story. Yeah, that's great for little kids.
Tom, I just wanted to introduce Greta Metzler, who's the teacher from the middle school, and she has some kids who are thinking they might like to get involved in this.
Oh, great.
She's having car problems today, so she's here by herself. And she's an English teacher, seventh grade English teacher.
So you think that
there's definitely students that are interested.
That would like to be involved. That's great. That's great. We're going to start youth workshops to train students at the Castle Community Center starting in May. I think we're going to do them in conjunction with the second Saturday events that happen in Catskill, so that the kids are kind of actually performing before a live audience, as well as we're going to be streaming the programming they're going to be creating over the internet. So if you have any students that want to or seem like they'd be interested in that program, definitely put them in touch with us.
Well, one of the things we're doing, we're trying to do more of this teen programming this summer, and Greta is also trying to help us organize the teen advisory board, and also this event that's called Battle of the Books, where the Carroll Library will be competing with libraries throughout the Mid-Hudson district. Cooksaki and Carroll are the only libraries involved in it from Greene County, but one of the things that we had talked about doing last year, and I didn't have the time to get involved in programming, but if we have Alex's programmer, it'll make things a little more flexible, is to have like a cafe kind of thing you know, where the kids come in and they do their poetry reading or music or whatever, and certainly Greta can channel the children, and we could, you know, use this room and set this room up and do that kind of thing.
Thank you. Well, I guess one of the things I neglected to mention is that we have this radio council of different community members that are kind of advising the setup of the station and setting up policies for the station, and Deborah is on it, as well as Hudson Talbot from the Catskill Community Center, Kathleen Packard, who is the vice president of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce now and has a toy store in Greenville and is working with that Buying Green program. Andy Turner from the Cornell College Agroforestry Center out in Acre. Paul Smart, who's who lives in Catskill and is a journalist. He writes for a lot of the and edits a lot of the Ulster County papers. In Columbia County, Hasnera Cater, who runs the Hudson Family Literacy Program in the Hudson School System. Alan Skerritt, who's the president of the Columbia County NAACP. Max Goldfarb, who is lives in Hudson and is an artist that works with radio, and Christina Malisoff, who works at the Hudson Opera House. Dharma Daly from is a longtime radio activist who's worked with the Prometheus Radio Group, who's advocated to get public access to the airwaves, and now works with Ethos Wireless, works with community groups to get access to wireless signals in communities. I think that's it, yeah. We're going to add one more, but... so why don't we open up questions.
Yeah, just a technical question for something I got discussed, because I want to get to you on email. The transmitter is based in Freehold, correct?
Yeah, if you have the map, I think we're running out, but there's a tower already in Freehold.
Okay. But the actual physical address is Kara.
For right now, on the application,
right,
you know,
yeah, it's just the FCC tagline. That's
right.
That's I want to get a couple of them to you.
Yes. So you know about doing station IDs then. yes, but the main studios will be in Catskill and Hudson. But we're going to see about having as many studios throughout the area as we can. Some places. Some of the venues that we're approaching already have basically all the equipment to do it. All that we need to do is add a little software to their computer, and they can just whenever they're having events, they can just turn it on, and they already have microphones because they record their events. So it won't be too difficult in some of these places to add studios throughout the listening area to give people, so you don't have to drive 30 minutes to get to a studio to do a show. So what other questions are there? Charles?
I do a lot of stuff through the internet, and I've got a program called Skype where I've got my own phone number and everything, so people can call me on the computer.
Right.
And are you going to have Wi-Fi
at the studios?
At the studios.
Definitely at the Catskill and the Hudson studios, we definitely will. We'll definitely have Skype set up at each of the main studios, and as a way. We're going to try to set up and take phone calls, over landlines, but we'll also have a Skype, so there can be, two different calls waiting.
Right. Well, you can have up to 250 calls waiting.
Right. So Skype is definitely part of the technological plan at this point, yes.
Okay.
What about for the bulk of the midday interviews and miscellaneous programs? Do the interviews have to be done in the studio? Can they be pre-recorded if you do somewhere and just bring them and play them whenever? Or
I think it's going to be both. It's going to be depending on what people's schedule is. Sometimes if you're doing a show at Tuesday at 11, you can be at the studio, but the person you'd like to interview can't. And so you can pre-record the interview with them and then come on and play it, and then maybe have somebody else live in the studio too. That's definitely... going to be part of it. There's a couple retired school teachers in Windham that want to do this show called Inside Greene County, and they're talking about going out and interviewing different characters throughout the community, some of which they'll have in the studio live and some of which they'll be make recordings of and play during the show. Erica?
I have two things, two totally separate subjects. One, I would just say, based on the environment in Cairo, I'm just speaking about Cairo right now, and I don't know how it is in Catskill or Athens or anywhere around there. I would just say that you might want to have some sort of contract disclaimer, something to make sure that you're protecting yourself against opinions versus facts, because there's a lot of opinions out there that are not factual, and I would hate for you to be broadcasting rumors and gossip as opposed to what actually is going on in a town.
Well, we're definitely going to have as much possible ways that people listening can have immediate feedback to whatever is being said on the air. So if somebody is repeatedly saying something that is untrue, then there'll be some sort of policy process where they can be removed from the air if they're over and over again you know, violating station policy. But if they're, you know, there's going to be times certainly when people say something that other people disagree with.
Well, that's different than, I'm not just saying, you know, fact versus...
Right, but I'm saying there's lots of variations, and we're going to have all that. So there's going to be ways that people can respond. First, you know, we're really going to encourage people to take live calls as much as possible and to talk to people that disagree with them on the air and have a normal conversation about it, whether not one of these kind of cable TV shouting matches, just a normal conversation. We're also going to set up a parallel text stream. So if you go to the internet page, the station is now called WGXC. We picked the call letters the other day. We're going to have, and you're going to see the live web stream, and it's going to show you like a display of the three current songs or whatever the current show is that's going on in one box. Mm-hmm. And the box next to it, there's going to be a text that's going to show you the three latest comments from people. And we're going to try to set it up with Twitter, with some sort of instant messaging system, maybe with Facebook, all those things where you can immediately type in your reaction to what you're hearing on the air, and it'll appear on the website so that everyone can see it, and it'll create this dual conversation about what's going on. So if somebody, you hear something on the air and you don't agree with it or you think you want to correct it, you'll have the chance to call in and hopefully talk to that host. And again, if hosts are not using, you know, we're going to try to make it so that hosts have to interact with their callers and take live calls. But you can also just type in, like, no, that's wrong, and everybody listening and watching on the internet will be able to see, and then other people will say, no, actually, I think it's more like this. You know, so there'll be this running commentary about what's going on the radio station in this text box that's on the station's website, and we're going to have this box on any partnering organization. Like, we're talking about TSL and Hudson being one of the partners that we're streaming their content. Well, on the TSL website, there'll be this box of what's playing now on the radio station and maybe just one of the most recent comments. Because it'll be smaller on some of the partnering boxes, partnering websites. But it'll also be on, like, the Heart of Catskill website. I think the Discover Green website we've talked to, they're interested. So many different websites in organizations throughout the community will have the web stream of the FM station on, and also this little text box of comments. So there'll be a way that there can be a real dialogue about whatever's going on in the air, and it won't be as monopolized by whoever's doing the current show, the conversation. You know, we want to involve as many voices as possible. So I think that's one way to kind of work that in. We're also, you know, we have this radio council that's working out policies, so we're going to work out station policies that allow as much access as possible, but also provide that the hosts and the DJs have to be responsible with their time on the air.
Okay, the other, can I just say,
yeah, you had a second.
The other thing has nothing to do with what I just said. I think it would be a great idea. I'm glad MA is here, and I'm going to be a little bold, but I think it would be a great idea perhaps to partner with MA and the Chamber of Commerce, because they do host, you know, a lot of the activities down at Angelo Cannon Park. And in talking about fundraising and ways to get yourself out there and to encourage fundraising, you know, having a table there would be something good for you. It may cost, I don't know what the details are. It may cost money to have a table there, but you may receive donations there, you know, and you may be able to get the message out at least, you know, and, you know, free advertising is the best advertising
yes.
there is. Right.
Yeah.
Free marketing.
And about the only advertising we're going to be doing at this point.
Right. But what I'm saying is that, you know, it would definitely be good. You'd be in the community that you're serving. I mean, Catskill, of course, also has their fairs and festivals and what they do. And to have your tables out there would be, have a table, whatever, mm-hmm. out there. I don't know if you're probably planning on it already. Anyway,
so, yeah, Galen, you've been talking to about the youth fair having a table. Is that?
Yes. Well, the station will have a table there.
And then there's a book expo in Catskill that we're going to see about in May, having a table. So we're going to start having more presence at different community events, especially as we grow volunteer staff so that we have different people that can man the tables and talk to people.
I would even say come out to the Chamber of Commerce meetings.
I'm going to start coming to different meetings, so we'll talk afterwards about when I could do that.
Sorry,
or somebody else from the station could do that.
Joan,
I think you were next.
I was just wondering if that is in the process. Do any of the TV stations have that? You know, when I watch a show, I never really go on their website. Do they have something similar like that?
I think somebody mentioned that MTV has some, like, things where
shows
teenagers can, while,
yes.
like, videos are going on, teenagers can type in what's going on. And yeah, so...
Something like that. Something
yeah.
like that. Yeah, I was just wondering.
They're annoying. It's lying all over the screen.
Who else has a question? Deborah?
Actually, just a couple of responses. And somebody mentioned, I think it was Hudson Calvert's books, and that is tomorrow, Sunday, in Hudson. So for those of you who are available, it's at the Hudson Opera House.
And that's what I'm singing.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so that, you know.
And we're going to see about live streaming the musical that they eventually present, too.
So I'm sure Hudson would love to see all of you there. And then I wanted to introduce Julie Freeman. She's with a whole homeschooling group, and somebody was in yesterday, and I spoke to them and wanted some people to come in because they may have some ideas. They, you know, would put in terms of programming. So anyway, she came in late and missed the introduction, so I just would like to introduce Julie Freeman, who's lives in the town of Caro and knows a lot of the homeschoolers. And
Julie, we're
information out to them.
The main thing we're saying is that we're probably holding the 3 to 4 p.m. weekday hour as a school hour made by students and from different schools from the Columbia Green Community College. But we'd also like to get the homeschooling community involved in that. And so if you know students or you want, maybe we can talk afterwards. Anybody that came in late, there's a sign-up sheet up here that you can give your email address and phone number and stuff. But we should talk more and see if we can get some homeschool students involved in this as well as the more traditional schools.
Julie was a teacher and decided she could do it herself. She said, I could do this better.
Can I just,
sure.
I was just thinking, because I was just, as you were saying that, I was thinking of like possibly even on Saturdays, maybe just as another type of program, like local businesses. Like, I thought of Diane right away because she owned the Sir Walter Riley Pet Supply. She's an expert on animals. I mean, you could have people call in and ask questions about pets, what to do, that type of thing. You know, different types of businesses that can offer advice for people. You know, whether you're a lumber company or an engineering firm or pet supply store or something like that. Or, you know, just as a how-to type of a thing. You know, expert advice for like a half an hour on Saturdays where people can call in and ask questions.
Sometimes it doesn't even have to be as long. Mm-hmm. You could almost break it up into Bronx, Caro, what's going on in Main Street Caro. Maybe it's an incentive where some of the businesses can actually just be involved. Talk a little bit about their category. It doesn't have to be a plug where you're just trying to promote sales or customers to your place, but a little more information. And the other thing, too, because of the kind of business, sometimes you wind up having very informative information for people to, almost like you can network them out. I thought more like that was the great.
Yeah, and so it could be an individual show, or there could be segments on the morning and afternoon news shows that are that kind of thing.
The business owners would be like,
yeah, yes. Little blocks actually keep more attention going because mm-hmm. then they have to find a lot of.
We had talked about that actually
before
you came in. I probably gave like local business people like 15 minutes of spotlighting the business.
Yeah.
Who are you? What are you doing? Yeah, absolutely.
Ron, you.
The expert advice should be getting a trend. Certain people would ask me certain questions on a regular basis. What you do at that point in time, you take the best question out of them with the answer. Just put it in like maybe a 30-second or 1-minute long bite.
Mm-hmm.
And then in between, when you're switching from one thing to another, or at various times during the day, you can just come up with a quick information minute, and that way everybody will get the information and won't have to, if they're busy on Saturday working, like some of us have to. Okay, I can listen to like Monday morning at 3 o'clock, there'll be an information minute on this or whatever.
Exactly.
Sort of yeah. That way.
We're already talking to the Agri-Forestry Center, produces a 1 minute segment like this for WRIP. We're talking to them about maybe making it a 5 minute or a 3 minute, something a little bit longer for our stations, as we have the non-commercial, not some of the restraints that the commercial stations have. But we want to do that with the Agri-Forestry Center, but we want to do it with all kinds of different other content providers throughout the area. So definitely anybody that is thinking of a 1 minute show or a 3 minute show or a 5 minute show will definitely have room for you. You know,
I don't even think I can say my name in 1 minute.
What other idea?
So Alex is just mentioning, and I said mention it, and she won't. So I will. Like a recipe exchange kind of a thing.
That'd be fun. That can be used as a fundraiser too. Come up with all the recipes, put it in a book, and sell it.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And the last meeting, someone suggested the last meeting here in Cairo. Someone suggested doing a kind of a barter, kind of an eBay on the air kind of show. That really, everybody really loved that idea that was in the meeting.
WCPL used to do that.
People mentioned that a lot of different radio stations have these kind of shows, and you could, and they're always fun to listen to. And we're thinking that the website could have a bulletin board function where people could post things for sale or jobs for sale, odd jobs or things like that. That's like a companion piece to this show, and trying to find a really good time for this show because it could be like one of the real. You know, like the car talk kind of show that people really tune in for if we have some fun hosts like that. Mm-hmm. So what other ideas, what would you like to hear on the radio or you know, what ideas does everyone have or questions still?
What about the news format?
That we talked earlier, I think perhaps before you came in, about 6 to 10 a.m. or 6 to 9 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. being a morning and an afternoon news shows that are a kind of a potpourri of lots of different things. Talking about the morning show being a little more agriculture oriented, the afternoon show being a little more school oriented because of the time of day. Talking about calling local reporters who have stories in the day's paper and letting them talk about it in a little more depth. Having regular features like on Friday, having a movie reviewer talking about movies that are coming out that weekend, interviewing different local politicians, you know, whatever the issues that are currently going on. We've already talked to a bunch of different either retired journalists or present journalists who want to be involved, and so we think that the 5 or 6 people that are running these two shows, some of them are going to be professional journalists. Some of them will probably just be community members that kind of have the same skill set or have a good voice and are good rapport with people to interview them. But there'll be some professional journalism mixed in with those shows. Erica?
I'd love to see, when I turn on the radio and I try to find music that I want to hear, I think I probably get the signal of about 5 stations, maybe, on a good day. And none of those 5 stations ever have the music that I listen to. I guess the music I listen to can be classified as emo. And I'd love to see a show that just showcases like artists that aren't really on MTV or Fuse or whatever stations, but they do have really good music, and they play shows here, they play up in Albany, and they play around here. And there are a lot of people who like their music, but there's no station that actually plays it because it doesn't necessarily sell records or sell airtime.
Like I said a little earlier, I think when we're talking to people that want to do music shows, we really want to find people that have a wide background that can play many different styles. The main reason for this... there's several different reasons. One is we want people to kind of be educational about what the music they're playing, so you can learn something. And you know, I would like to know more about some classical music. So Bob Wood, who lives in Freehold, was here at the last meeting, and he kind of wants to do a more educational show with classical music, perhaps. And so I'm kind of interested in that. But it's also because if you're interested in just bluegrass music or just jazz or just R&B or something, more and more there's all these different outlets, like particular podcasts or particular web shows, and I think you'll end up being more interested in that. And you may be very interested in the bluegrass show on this station, but people that don't like bluegrass won't. So we're trying to find people that can play emo and hip-hop and jazz and big band music and all different styles, mainly for these primetime evening shows that are also going to mix live content. But there could be particular music shows during the day or on the Saturday and Sunday shifts. So
it ties into the younger teen bands as well. And there is a history, even though it's a smaller history, behind emo music. I mean, since emo is short for emotional, you know? And there's a lot that can be tied into that. It's not just the music. It's a whole attitude. There's a whole generation right now, that, you know, part of a generation that is classified as that, and there are reasons for that. It's not just because it's a music, and it grows from other music. It grows from other.
The other thing I didn't say is that
other ideas.
We're interested mostly in DJs that play in kind of independent music and not necessarily from major labels and more harder to find. But Ryan, I think you had your hand up there.
Yeah, it kind of goes along with what you were saying before, because it could be a program devoted to exposing listeners to different genres of music, all different genres. Some people tend to be closed-minded in the music they listen to, and just exposing people to stuff that maybe they've never heard before, they didn't know was out there. I think it would be helpful.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Yeah.
Do you ever hear Bob Irwin?
Bob
Irwin.
Bob Irwin is
Sundays.
Yes, we've been talking to him. Deborah knows Bob, and he's in Florida now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, lucky hands for
him. Yeah, but you can walk in down there and talk to him about anything I've known. So you guys got a background as phenomenal.
So yeah, we're trying to get him involved for sure.
And perhaps.
And they're unsigned. They're all unsigned.
Some discussions of what?
Music history. Histories of genres and styles.
That sounds great, too. You had your hand up?
Hi, I'm Dave Wooden.
Yes, hi, Dave.
You mentioned classical music. I direct the Catskill Community Orchestra. We have programs throughout the year, every few months, and interested in hearing how we might be able to either broadcast or record some of our events.
Yes, we'll get them on live as often as we can.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Bob and I actually have been emailing, and you can say in the last email, definitely want to be involved in some capacity with the station, and he's going to contact me about the area. I've been forwarding information about the station, so.
I guess he likes flying.
We like vinyl too. There's going to be turntables in
there.
I love vinyl.
You're looking for the B sides.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll have turntables as well as CD players and MP3 players in the studio.
MP3, those are. I do everything
in white.
MP3 format.
Other questions? Yes?
I was thinking maybe some type of a Christian spiritual thing on Sunday morning or
people at the last meeting they were or was it here or maybe I'm mixing all my meetings together, but people have been talking about different spiritual shows being involved, so we're definitely open to that if the right idea comes along. For all these ideas, we're going to have a program application made up soon. Programming right now is kind of less of our focus. Right now, we're focused on these kind of outreach to the community, and we want to find as many people as we can to sort of, if we don't do a lot of work to get the station on the air, then nobody's going to be doing any programming. So, but we're going to have a program application soon that people can fill out, and then the council will sort of go through them, and I'll go through them, and we'll work out. Part of the application is going to be what time of day can you do a show, and we're basically going to have to. It's going to be like playing with a puzzle to see who can do a show at what time, and if the show, and figuring out how the shows all go together based on who can do a show at what time. So, so if you know different people in the spiritual community that you think want to do a show, you can go out and talk to them, or pass that information along to me or someone else from the station, and we'll find them. But right now, we're reaching out to as many people as we can to find who the people are that want to do these shows.
So if you have like 4 or 5 people that want to do the same type of thing, you can put them in contact with each other.
We
have like a once a month, they would have a commitment then. If it's
there's going to be different ways that can happen. Yeah, some of the shows will probably be monthly that air like the first Monday of the month, and that way we can have 4 different kind of shows on Monday at 11 a.m. or something. And then we might, like we're talking about farmers and agriculture doing the 6 to 7 a.m. hour. We may find 5 different farmers or 7 different farmers who, you know, some work with all organic, some work with more traditional. And so that the shows aren't all the same type of show, and every day you're going to turn into hear about a different sort of agriculture. And if there's just one show on a certain topic, but we find that there's 3 or 4 people interested, then they can all work on the show together, perhaps. So we're going to, once we get all those applications, that's the kind of thing we're going to work out, is like mixing people up. We're also, you know, we're talking a lot about Greene County today, but half the station focuses on Columbia County, so there's also going to be a split that way too. So it might be there's a show about history, and half of the month it's about Greene County history, and the other half of the month it's about Columbia County history. So we're going to have some give and takes, but we're going to see if we can get people to work together like you're suggesting and come up with the best possible show. So the other question, I guess, I want to, you know, talk more in depth with you all after this. And basically right now what we're doing is, you know, outreach, finding people that are interested. And then the next step is to sort of set up small work teams that if you're interested in marketing, then we can get you on the marketing team with other people that want to help with that with the station. If you're interested in setting up a benefit concert for the station, we'll get you on a team of people working that. If you're interested in, you know, we're going to start making radio station T-shirts soon. So if you want to start working on that, you know, the idea for that is to find different local artists to design them and do a short limited run and then sell them all out and find different local artists and, you know, keep bringing local artists in to design different T-shirts or bumper stickers or things like that. So, you know, if you want to work on the website, like the last meeting we had somebody come up to us and say they wanted to help with the social networking sites, and she's now running the Facebook site for the station. So come up afterwards and see how you want to get involved specifically. The other thing that's going on, and this meeting with Matt is both a meeting and a workshop to some extent. I think it's both of these turned into more of a meeting because people have so many questions, but so we're going to try to do this training later on, but we have this digital recorder. One of the early grants we got was from Public Radio Capital for 3 of these, one of which we're going to put into the Cairo Public Library. And once you get trained on how to use it, which is a quick process that you can learn in 15 minutes probably at the most, you can, if you have a library card, you can go into the library, check out the digital recorder, and start going out and making recordings of community events, of your friend's band's performance, your friend's band's rehearsal, or you know, whatever you want to do, poetry readings, town meetings, whatever. You can go in, check it out, make the recording. We'll get with you about getting the recording. We'll put it up on the website and put it into the online radio station rotation, so it's being played and part of the community process. So if you're interested in getting that kind of training, come up and talk to me afterwards, and I'll set up a time with you. But it's, you know, pretty, these are small, easy to handle, and real easy to learn how to use. It's basically press record and play, and, you know, maybe watch the levels a little to make sure it's going to be loud enough or it's not too loud. So maybe we should break down now into smaller groups. But I'll ask one more time if anybody has any other big questions for the group. Or
when are you planning on getting this started?
The online station should go on in May. We're hoping that the FM station goes on in June of 2010, so next year. And when you afterwards, you can talk to me. You can talk to Deborah over there from the Cairo Library is on the radio council, and Galen, who's chasing around our daughter, can answer some of your questions too. But you know, we'd love to hear what your ideas are and get you involved some way.